taking a look first at your local and regional news. Some construction work is being done to the Huron County Sheriff's Office lobby. That work is expected to keep the Sheriff's Office lobby closed at least through this Friday. While the construction is being done, the records lobby is closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the office will not be able to do any fingerprinting until the project is completed. If you need to make an appointment, that can still be done by calling 989-269-6500 between the hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. if you still need assistance. And another local and regional news for today. Huron County received some funding from the state to continue with the effort of remonumentation of certain properties. The county received $58,360 from the state of Michigan to continue the survey remonumentation program again this year. Based on the qualifications of surveyors Ben Tank of Tank Surveying, Lawrence Wade of Case Surveying, and Paul Gerstenberger, PS, will be sharing the money as well as the workload. The Office of Land Survey and Remonumentation is responsible for the administration of the Survey and Remonumentation Act. For the first time since the original government surveyors were established more than 100 years ago, the checking and establishing of survey markers to identify historic markers will now be done. The original survey markers sometimes used rocks and trees as markers. Some of those have been lost over the decades. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your local and regional news. We'll be back with your national and international headlines right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A jury of 12 people have now been seated in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Alternates are also now being selected. The rapid progress Thursday afternoon propelled the case closer to opening statements, as well as weeks of testimony in a case charging that the Republican falsified business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. The jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. The case centers on $130,000 that Trump's lawyer and his fixer, Michael Cohen, paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels. Trump faces 34 felony counts, but denies any wrongdoing. And another national and international news. A group of lawmakers from six states have worked on the first major proposals to rein in AI discrimination, but those bills face blistering headwinds from every direction. Lawmakers in Colorado, Texas, and Connecticut, among others, have come together Thursday to argue the case for their proposals. The press conference follows a tug-of-war between civil rights-oriented groups and the industry over core components of the legislation. Organizations including labor unions and consumer advocacy groups are pulling for more transparency from the companies. The industry is offering tentative support, but is digging in its heels over any accountability measures. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.